Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fist City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One person has been killed after a bus hijacking in Atlanta, right in the middle of rush hour. ABC's Rhiannon Alley explains what happened.
Person shooting on the bus.
Passengers reporting a gunman on a county bus in Atlanta, holding hostages. Officers arrive, but then the suspect orders the bus driver at gunpoint to start driving.
A bus that is just barreling down the road.
A chase ensues across multiple counties. Police finally used a spike strip to bring the chase to an end, arresting 39-year-old Joseph Greer, a convicted felon with 19 prior arrests.
Jurors in Hunter Biden's gun case say they were not swayed by politics when the convicted president, the son, on three federal charges. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today, expected to keep interest rates the same. This morning, we also find out the Consumer Price Index for the month of May. That is a gauge of inflation and something the Fed watches closely. This is ABC News. In Florida, a federal judge has blocked the state law that restricts gender-affirming care for minors. Camille Lewis is a transgender activist there.
Access to gender-affirming care to me means life.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising to appeal. A new study highlighting what a lot of us already feel. The cost of owning a home is through the roof. All of it adds up, from insurance to TV bills. Home ownership costs are up 26% since the pandemic began. A champion eater this summer won't get to defend his belt.
Joey Chestnut!
For some Americans, a July 4th without Joey Chestnut may feel like a hot dog bun without a wiener. In a stunning turn of events on Tuesday, it was reported that the 16-time champ had been quote-unquote banned from the upcoming Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest after he had signed a sponsorship deal with vegan hot dog brand Impossible Foods.
ABC's Danny New. Chestnut, in a post on social media, says he was, quote, gutted to hear about the ban. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. An indicted Madison attorney is off a committee which advises judges in Wisconsin. Tuesday, the state Supreme Court suspended James Troupas, who is one of three people charged last week in an attempt to send alternate Republican electoral votes to Congress, despite Donald Trump's 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is requiring avian influenza testing before lactating dairy cattle head to fairs or exhibitions. That's effective June 19th. Avian influenza has been detected in dairy cattle in 12 states, including neighboring Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. And Wisconsin saw a record-breaking $25 billion in tourism spending last year. Travel Wisconsin says almost 46 million people spent the night in 2023. That's up by about 500,000 overnight trips, and those overnight visitors spend about three times as much as a traditional day tripper would.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at O'Galley Cheese.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, a low of 64. For Thursday, sunshine and near 80 degrees. Sunny upper 70s on your Friday. Saturday, storms and 76. For Sunday, partly sunny, 88. Monday, showers and storms, 87. Right now, it's 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hold on to you.
believe you if I try. Sometimes I get lost out on this sad old town, and every bridge I cross just turns me upside down, and every stumbling step I take back to your side, it hurts my pride. I couldn't leave you if I tried. Well, I could not walk away no matter what I say. I won't believe in, believe it or don't. You're all that I want. Tears may fall, but after all is said and done, darling, please believe me, you're the only one. And I'll admit mistakes I've made me realize, but baby, I lied. I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Got you covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin. She talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car, I sold it. If this is Tuesday night, I'm got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S. if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long. What kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back.
she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? I still love you. I still love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton, Austin, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low 60s across the region this morning. Looks like we could see some showers and storms throughout the day today, and some of those storms could be severe. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather throughout the day. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, with all of the rain, ticks are everywhere. And well, Gary Crawford's going to have some advice with some entomologists from USDA about, what we have to do if there's a tick issue. And we will talk with Gary about that here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. During June Dairy Month, we're traveling to dairy producers who've diversified and are processing their own milk. Today, we're in the internationally well-known Oakfield Corners Dairy. And we're talking to Molly Moffitt of Oakfield Artisanal. Molly, tell us a little bit about the dairy operation.
Yeah, so Oakfield Corners Lamb Farms VZ Farms Partnership is a large-scale dairy farm, family farm, but right now they got into the cheese making.
How do you fit into the cheese making business, Molly?
So I am the cheese operations manager, cheese maker. Basically anything along the lines of the cheese is my role. I came into roles because I interned last year in May, and when my term was up, Jonathan had brought the idea if I'd be interested in starting value-added processing for them. And you know what? I felt it was a great opportunity and a fit for me here, and so here we are now.
What a great testimonial to any young person listening to this saying, hey, internships really can turn into something.
Yes. I mean, I wasn't even expecting to, you know, get into a whole different realm of the dairy industry. But it's cool to see, you know, there's so many different sectors just because of the industry. And so that's where I am today. And I'm really happy with the choice that I made.
It's kind of unique, but it's a growth area, right?
Yeah. So Oakfield Artisanal makes Mexican style cheeses. So right now we have a queso fresco and a chihuahua. We are working on a third line, which is the Oaxaca. And we found through the research phase that, you know, New York State, there was a demand for it and that there's a high population of the Hispanic community. So we wanted to fill that gap and bring the cheese and the taste of home to them.
Tell us about fresh cheese.
So fresh cheese is literally the term fresh cheese. Our cheese is a short shelf life. It's not aged. We can get 3 weeks to 4 weeks. If you keep it sealed, it will last longer than that. But I make it one day, it gets chilled the same day, and the next day it's packed and it's on the fridge. So, I mean, it literally is the definition of what it is. It's pasteurized and cultured.
Where do you distribute it to?
Right now, we are just in our farm shed that we have here out front of the farm. We did a soft launch with that probably a month ago, and it's been really successful. We also have our Wagyu beef there. Hopes, you know, in the future is we do plan to get into other retail stores. Right now, we've talked to the authentic Mexican stores and then same as with Tops and Wegmans.
And how does this fit into this dairy, which is both a large commercial dairy and a very well-known registered dairy?
Yeah, it fits in as, you know, they wanted to diversify and, you know, expand into the dairy industry more than what they already have. And they felt that this was a great fit for their future generations also. And, you know, it's something they've always wanted to do.
It's a little bit of fun along the way and a little bit different product mix than most of the producer dealers that we talk to.
Yeah, it's unique. It's really fun because we get to go out and go to different events. Just yesterday, we were at the Muck Dogs baseball game in our hometown here for the No Farm, No Food. So it was really cool to share farm to food straight to the consumer. And it was really enjoyable to share our story and the why that we started getting into the cheese making.
We've kind of skipped over Molly Moffat. Tell us a little bit about how you got here and your education.
I actually grew up in Ohio. I went to Wilmington College. It's a small private school, but really good ag program. So I double majored in ag communications and ag policy. And then I interned up here, and that's how I stayed here. But I have always grown up on a dairy farm. I was very involved in the show industry. So it just, with the people I've already known, it felt like home up here too.
Somehow that showing experience in Oakfield Corners kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty fitting.
Pun intended, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually.
And for those that haven't been here, it's just an amazing place to see. And Jonathan and Alicia Lamb are very well known, both in the registered circles and commercial, and very approachable and very dairy industry minded.
Yes. Yes. They are great people to just be around and to work with. You know, if you ever get the chance to talk to them, do it, because, you know, it's a great bond to have with them. And the knowledge that they share is, it's, you know, it's amazing.
Molly Moffat of Oakfield Artisanal, thank you very much for being with us today.
No, thank you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-885-3100. That's 800-885-3100. 800-885-3100.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew
grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson, Gone Country, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 62 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July milk down 3 to 2050, August down 6 to 2094, September and October not traded overnight, September at 2077, October at 2030. Cheese markets were higher yesterday, barrels up 4.25 to 201, 40 pound blocks up 3.75 to 193.5, 2 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 3.10.5, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 0.5 to 120, 14 trades on the day. Dry whey up 0.5 to 47.5, 1 trade on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs are called higher today. Some of the gains in cattle futures from Monday were eliminated Tuesday. Mixed boxed beef prices may keep futures mixed today in the market sideways. Hogs, they fell apart Tuesday with the contract settling to new contract lows. That could lead to some oversold conditions and some short covering in the market today. June live cattle opens the day at 183.75, August 178.92, October 181.72. August feeder cattle open at 257.65, September 258.67, October 259.22. June hogs open at 91.95, July 92.27, August at 89.10. Meanwhile, at the Board of Trade in the grain markets, corn and soybeans are higher, wheat is lower. Now, there is hot extended forecasts in as well, and that is helping to support the markets. There's also a lot of positioning ahead of today's USDA WASD report. July corn up 2.5 this morning to 452. September and new crop up 2. September at 455 3/4. New crop 467 1/4. July beans up 4.5 to 1182 1/2. August up 2.5 to 1174 1/4. New crop up 1 to 1152 1/2. July soybean meal up 10 cents to 359.40. July soybean oil up 32 cents to 43.99. Chicago wheat, July down 8 1/4 to 618 1/4. September down 8 3/4 to 638. Minneapolis wheat, July down 7 3/4 to 671. September down 6.5 to 682 3/4. Energy markets this morning, July crude oil up 89 cents to 78.79. August up 86 cents to 78.41. July and August gas both up 2 cents. July at 243, August at 241. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 398, July 401, new crop 410. Cash beans at 1108, July 1108, new crop 1072. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 423.5, July 423.5, August 410 3/4, new crop 415 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 419, August 421, new crop 415. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash in July corn 399, new crop 410, cash beans 1106, July 1104, and new crop 1076. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 409, new crop 415, cash beans 1093, new crop 1066. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 432, July 433, August 424, new crop 420, cash beans 1156, July 1159, August 1136, new crop 1092. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 396, July 4 even, new crop 410, cash beans 1110, July 1114, new crop 1076. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 174, market cows 105 to 143, bulls 120 to 158, calves 350 to 970, beef steers 168 to 357, Holstein steers 156 to 347, market and light lambs 275 and down, ewes 225 and down, rams 80 and down, and goat markets does 210 and down, bucks 240 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 183.50 to 192, finished beef heifers 183.50 to 192, finished dairy steers 165 to 175, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls 136 to 176. That's check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Cup of coffee with the first sunlight at Last Chance, Texaco. I'm thumbing through a worn-out road now, trying to decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. Left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart, with a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. The cowgirl says, found up her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with her old. All this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. And that's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart, with a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart, with a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. Didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Kicking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said, hey, I learned a couple new dances. Castlevania, which was never good anyway. Get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy. Getting over you got a little rough on me. didn't till I got it together. And every day I thank the stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which is Tuesday, I get a little less, when feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right.
From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Me and the boys that I knew in school, 30 years old and stubborn as a herd. We get all cleaned up on a Saturday night. We say yes to the girls when they ask if they look alright. Load up the cars and ride around, roll down the windows and we go to town. Here we talk too slow, drive too fast, we're high on life. Trying to make the way things are, the way things used to be, the boys and me. The phone rings, it's a call of the wild. In the clothes we wear have finally come back in style. We got some tall tales that we love to tell. They may not be true, but we sure do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun, roll up our sleeves and get the job done, son. And we talk too slow, drive too fast, we're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be, the boys and me. We talk too slow.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. When a tick forms an attachment to you and puts the bite on you, what do you need to do about it? Well, Gary Crawford has this advice.
You know, it's very hard to find songs about ticks. Last week I found a couple, but I used those. So all I had left was to alter this Bobby Bear song in which he sings. That's almost as bad as some of the diseases that ticks carry.
Ticks are a major threat to public health and animal health.
And they're gross, too. That's Lee Townsend at the University of Kentucky. And he says if you're going to be in wooded, shaded areas where there may be tall grass and weeds, wear long sleeves, long pants. Keep as little skin exposed as possible. Use repellents and do checks of yourself for ticks every hour or two. But sometimes the little devils sneak in and we find them later latched onto us, feeding on us. Yuck. What do you do at that point? But after that, just realize
ticks generally have to be attached and feeding for several hours before passing a pathogen to the next host. So that's why this regular checking and prompt removal of ticks is very important.
Yes, but how do you remove the thing? First, Townsend says don't use those old folk methods that you may have heard about.
Things like the hot match or the needle, things that aggravate the tick.
Nothing worse than ticks when they're aggravated. They tend to get ticked off.
It tends to agitate them and make them produce more saliva, which increases the chances of disease transfer.
So what do you do to get that thing off and out?
The best thing to do is use fine pointed tweezers. Grab the tick's head as close to the skin as possible.
Grab the head. That doesn't aggravate them, of course, I guess. So anyway, you get those tweezers down there grabbing the head.
Use a gentle, steady pull to remove it. Ideally, when it comes loose, its mouth parts will stay with the tick.
I should hope so, yes.
If you don't grab it right, or if the tick has been in place for some time, the mouth parts may be left in the skin.
Ooh.
That's not a particularly serious thing. Ultimately, they'll work their way out. Main thing is to wash the area with some soap and water. It's a puncture-type wound, so you don't want it to become infected.
No, you don't. Now, sometimes we may not find that tick on us, maybe feeding on us for a day or longer. What then?
Take that tick off. Put it in some rubbing alcohol as a preservative.
And then Townsend says you need to do a couple of things. Locate your local extension service office. Either take the tick to them or send them a couple of good pictures and get from them what kind of tick it is. Or you can go online maybe and try to identify it yourself. Then get to a doctor. Whoa, no need to speed. You might get a tick kit. Let the doctor know what's going on. So if strange symptoms show up for you down the line, the doctor will have a better idea of what's going on. And for your peace of mind, destroy all copies of this song. Thank you very much. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Increased heat and humidity today will bring in the possibility of multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms across the region in our ag weather forecast. By Thursday, there'll be a cold front and will drop relative humidity values as well. But winds will also be on the increase. Then chances for rain return by Saturday, lasting into early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. South winds at 7 to 12, gusting to 25. We'll see anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation and about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 60 to 65, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southwest winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. Scattered two-tenths to three-tenths of an inch of precipitation expected. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 77 to 82. Relative humidities at 38 to 43%. North winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80, north winds at around 5. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, will have highs 85 to 90.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th in Chippewa Falls. We've got your favorite fair food, the rides, and the games, and don't forget the animals and exhibits. It's all at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And on the Line and Cool's main stage, it's One Vision of Queen featuring Mark Martel, Lee Bryce, Ludacris, and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron. Purchase tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Cattle owners work hard to keep their herds healthy, and sometimes it's difficult to tell if animals are sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Trust and observation are keys to detecting illness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
You can tell when family members are sick even if they say they feel fine. They just don't behave right. Well, animals aren't much different. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says when cattle feel ill, they are genetically programmed to do everything they can to not look sick. In the food chain, if an animal looks sick, predators consider it easy prey. Griffin says to get to know your cattle when they're calves, spend some time with them so they trust you and not hide.
Kneel down. When you kneel down, you change your physical presence. So those calves will come up and try to sniff at you. Move slow, avoid loud noises, those kinds of things. And spend enough time with them that when you step in the pen, they don't spook and all run to the back. Such that when you walk in the pen, they'll look at you with those eyes about, I don't feel good today. Can you help me?
Griffin says cattle will look depressed, hold their heads down, and not eat much. Their appetite usually goes down before their temperatures go up. Griffin advises cattle owners to keep a stethoscope handy. He says you can see animals breathe, but listening to the air move inside them helps you determine if you're dealing with a respiratory illness.
When they're breathing fast, it may be because they have pneumonia, or it may be that they're just excited. And if they're breathing really fast, you hear the air a little bit louder. But if they have inflammation, when the blood moves into their lungs, as the airways change, that air turbulence becomes much louder, almost like you're trying to whistle.
The longer it takes to get them treated, the greater the complications. Allow plenty of time each day to check on your cattle, so when you see a change in behavior, you can take action. Find more tips for detecting sick cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right. Bring it.